Hi guys, welcome back to Miscellaneous Pleasures. This video is an interesting one. It is something new. It is not something, obviously, by the word new, you would realize that it's not something that I've done before in this channel. And it is the other sport that I love almost as much as I love football and chess, which is cricket. And India happened to be one of the stronger teams across all three formats in this game, and we are playing Australia in Australia, and the test series is about to begin on 17th of December. And today, as of now, the T20 as well as the one day international series are finished, and we obviously won the T20 2-1 and we lost the one day internationals 2-1. So going into the test series, it has been an equally poised affair, though people might argue that the series hasn't been as equal as it looks on paper. And you know, I'm here to talk about all of the things that have happened in the series and the things that are probably going to happen, things I am looking forward to, and team selections, stuff like that. So here we go. On the screen that I have right now is the Indian squad, the test squad for the Tour of Australia test series. And obviously, people who are watching this on YouTube would be able to view the screen, but for people who are listening to this on the podcast, no issues. I'll anyways be telling the squad, because I do understand that you may not know the squad yourselves, and this would help you in knowing that. So before I go into the team selection and the things that have happened in the limited format and the things that might unfold in the test series, the squad for India for the test series is, the openers are Mayank Agarwal, Shubman Gill, Prithvi Shaw. Rohit Sharma is, if I'm not mistaken, available for the last two test matches. And there's also an option for KL Rahul to open, though I don't think he'll keep the wickets, regardless of whether he plays or not. The middle order, you could call it the middle order, the people available are Virat Kohli, obviously only for the first test match. Pujara, Rahane, we have Hanuma Vihari, who has been listed as the all-rounder, which I do not agree with. And that's all essentially, because we don't have really much strength in middle order, but obviously we have people like KL Rahul who could potentially bat at number 5 or number 4 when Virat won't be available. And when Rohit Sharma does come back, it will be interesting to see where he plays. Going to the wicketkeepers, obviously I have already mentioned KL Rahul. We also obviously have Rishabh Pant and Riddhiman Saha. The spinners in the team are Ashwin, Jadeja and Kuldeep Yadav. Cricbuzz has mentioned Ashwin and Jadeja as the all-rounders, and along with these two, I have already mentioned Hanuma Vihari. The thing is, the one striking factor, or the fact that is noticeable very clearly from these three names, is that all three of them are spinners. I mean, Vihari, who bowls a bit, he bowls spin, and the lack of a fast bowling all-rounder is going to hurt India, and there is no questions about it. Hardik Pandya will be missed. The whole reason he isn't playing is not because he has an injury now, it's just that he had an injury before, and it was sort of a back injury if I'm not mistaken, and he had a lot of issues with his bowling action. Not legality of it, but the fact that it was putting a lot of strain on his body. So he won't be playing the test matches, and it was known well before. So he will be a big miss, and because we don't have any Hardik Pandya, we don't have any fast bowling all-rounder, and I can't even think of anybody who could have played. Like Shivam Dubey I mean, he hasn't even played a test match, let alone playing in Australia. Vijay Shankar and Shivam Dubey are the only two people who come to my mind who definitely aren't good enough. And I'm sure that there are a few people, Harshal Patels, there are a few other people who are there in the Ranji Trophy circuit who have performed well, but the fact of the matter is there isn't any obvious player you would fit them in the squad. And you know what, let me just begin with my lineup for the test matches, and I'll just go into detail as to in discussing each and every player, and then maybe I'll talk about the limited overs series that just finished. Actually forgot the fast bowlers. Jasprit Bumrah, we have Shami, we have Umesh Yadav, Navdeep Saini and Mohammad Siraj. So that's the squad for the test matches. And my team for the first test, which is also the pink ball test if I'm not mistaken, would be Mayank Agarwal and Shubman Gill opening, Pujara at 3, Kohli at 4, Rahane at 5, Rishabh Pant at 6, Jadeja at 7, Ashwin at 8, Saini, Shammi and Jasprit Bumrah as the 3 fast bowlers. So, the obvious people who are missing out are Kuldeep Yadav, Umesh Yadav, Mohammad Siraj, Riddhiman Saha, KL Rahul, Hanuma Vihari, Rohit Sharma is obviously not available, Prithvi Shaw. Let me just talk about why I have chosen this lineup and the key positions obviously. Opening. The thing with opening is that we obviously have like 4 options if I'm not mistaken. Shaw, Agarwal, Gill and KL Rahul. The reason I have not picked Prithvi Shaw is because it was a toss-up for me between Prithvi Shaw, Shubman Gill and KL Rahul for the second opening slot, because Mayank Agarwal is a certainty. And I just went with Gill because I don't think KL Rahul should be playing test matches. Like, till now he has been given multiple opportunities and he hasn't taken them. So I don't find a reason why he should be picked. Apart from the fact that he has a good, he doesn't have a good form in the limited overs. He's just in okay form right now, and before in the IPL he was obviously good, and before that also he was pretty good in the limited overs format, but not in the test matches. So if I'm not mistaken, even in the New Zealand series that India lost, I don't think KL Rahul played. So I don't find a reason why he should be playing, and the fact that he's not even going to be a wicket keeper, because I don't think he has the endurance to keep the wickets in a test match for 90 overs, 130, 140 overs if the opposition bats really well. And it's just going to put a lot of strain on him, and I don't think he's going to keep wickets anyway if he plays. So yeah, that's why he's not playing. And Prithvi Shaw was an obvious choice for me between him and Gill, even though Prithvi Shaw has played before for India. He actually even opened in the New Zealand test matches if I'm not mistaken. Just because I think Shubman Gill has a better technique than him, and in the practice matches obviously there was one innings that Prithvi Shaw just blazed away, but he obviously got out very, I won't say cheaply, but he got out pretty quick. He had like, I think he scored like 45 or 35 or something like that in the practice match. And I mean, my decision hasn't been based on the 2 practice games that have happened, so it's just that I feel Shubman Gill has a better technique to play there. And if it is going to be Prithvi Shaw who plays, I wouldn't be too disappointed, though I'll be very keen on seeing how he actually bats and how he actually plays, because if he doesn't perform in the first test match, then it's going to put a lot of pressure on him, considering Virat Kohli is also not going to be there in the subsequent tests, and his poor form could actually lead to KL Rahul coming in for him. I mean, this is all considered if KL Rahul doesn't actually play in the first test. So that's my number 1 and 2. 3, 4 are obvious. I'll come to what happens to the Virat Kohli spot later. Number 5, Rahane, obvious. I mean, I don't think it was obvious if Virat Kohli was available for all four test matches, because I don't think he's in a good form either, Rahane. And it would have been interesting to see if Rahane had not batted well for the first two tests, to see whether they stick with him. And considering Kohli is going, I think Rahane is going to play all four tests and he's going to captain three of them. So there is no discussion regarding that. Number 5, Rahane. Number 6, Pant. I mean, Pant versus Saha, I prefer Pant because I think he will definitely get you on an average about 25 to 30 runs every innings, or at least in 30 plus runs. And basically, like, we have four tests, right? Like, I trust him to get 30 plus runs in six innings and get a big score once or maybe twice. He did that against Australia last season, like in 2018, like late 2018, and I honestly think that he's capable of doing that. I have never had any faith in Ridhiman Saha's batting abilities. He has scored runs here and there, but he has largely been a wicketkeeper and not a wicketkeeper batsman. And I feel like wicketkeeper batsman is very, very important in this squad, because we don't have an all-rounder, so, or a fast bowling all-rounder. So that's kind of self-explanatory in my opinion, that choice. What is not self-explanatory is why I have gone for 6 batsmen and 5 bowlers. Simple reason, I think 4 bowlers is way too less. And if your 5th bowler is going to be Hanuma Vihari, I think India would be in some trouble. Considering they have really good test batsmen, and this is not the Australia that we faced in 2018 where there was no Smith or Warner. Now they have Smith and Warner, and they have Labuschagne, whatever. And they have good test players, they have a good batting lineup. And if you're going to, like, the problem with four bowlers is that it's going to be 3 fast bowlers and Ashwin, right? So Ashwin has then the responsibility of bowling about 30 overs each in both innings. And then he gets an injury because of that, because of the heavy workload in the very first test match. And then he'll probably get injured in the second one. And then we won't have Ashwin at all for the next two tests. And this has actually happened twice now, once in Australia and once in England. So I don't want that to happen. And the another thing is, the problem with, again, four bowlers is that at no point of time are, or I should phrase this sentence better. At every single point of time, there is always going to be a fast bowler who is going to be operating from one of the ends. And there will never be a time where all three are getting a rest. And that also, I think, is important, because just like Ashwin is going to bowl at least 25 overs both innings, I feel like all three fast bowlers have to bowl 20 plus overs. And giving them short bursts is important, and that is only possible if all three are given adequate amount of rest, which won't be possible with four bowlers. And I don't think Hanuma Vihari is good enough to be the fifth bowler, which is why I have Ravindra Jadeja in the team. You may ask, why two spinners? The only answer I have is there is nobody in the fast bowling department who can actually bat. So that's why I have Jadeja, because you give me a fast bowling all-rounder who is trustable, I'll put him in the team instead of Jadeja. I have no issues. But because he's the only all-rounder that we have, and it's not like I don't trust Jadeja's batting ability. I think he is a very good batsman. Just like Pant, I trust him to get runs in this series. And in terms of bowling, I think he is a very good partner to Ashwin, and he will keep the runs in check. He has the ability to do that. And he also gets through his overs very quickly. So that also sort of builds up some sort of a pressure on the batsman. And I mean, you know, number 6, Pant, 7, 8, Ashwin, Jadeja, Ashwin, 9, 10, 11, 3 fast bowlers. I picked Saini over Mohammad Siraj and Umesh Yadav, because I think Umesh Yadav is probably going to play the first test along with Bumrah and Shami. Though I don't think he played the practice matches, did he? I'm not sure. I don't think he played the practice matches, because Shami was the one who was getting the wickets early on, and Saini got some wickets here and there, Siraj got some wickets here and there. I don't know what the deal is with Umesh Yadav, but I picked Saini because, again, it was just a toss-up for me between Saini and Siraj because I don't trust Umesh Yadav. I just think he's way too erratic. Sometimes he's very good, sometimes he's just a rubbish. And that sometimes when he's rubbish comes way too often for my liking. And between a toss-up of Siraj and Saini, I don't know. Like, you could pick Siraj and I wouldn't be disappointed with it. So there you go. So my lineup once again is Agarwal, Gill, Pujara, Kohli, Rahane, Pant, Jadeja, Ashwin, Shammi, Saini and Bumrah. Now, what would you do with the number 4 spot when Virat Kohli leaves? One option would be to bring KL Rahul in and play him at number 4. The obvious option would be to play Hanuma Vihari at number, rather Rahane at 4 and Vihari at 5. Another option is when Rohit Sharma comes in, you could probably open with Agarwal and Gill and keep Rohit Sharma at 5 with Rahane at 4. Another option would be to probably, I'm not a fan of this option by the way, which is to have a KL Rahul or Prithvi Shaw or Rohit Sharma open the innings with Mayank Agarwal, to have Gill at number 3, Pujara at 4, Rahane at 5. I don't want to change Pujara's spot, so I'm not a fan of this option, but that's also another option, as I'm saying. And I have said all of this considering in mind that we are going to have 5 batsmen, 1 wicketkeeper and 5 bowlers, right? I don't think India are going to do this. India will obviously go for a 7-4 option, especially in the first test. Considering it's also a ping ball test, I think ping ball tests usually tend to have more wickets than the normal ones. So in that case, I guess you're probably going to have one of the batsmen replacing Jadeja in the team, and which is going to be Vihari in this case. So, you know, that's sort of all the discussion that I have for the test team, the test selection and stuff like that. One thing that I will say is that I don't expect India to win this test series. I actually expect them to get battered. It's for me just a question of whether it's going to be a 3-0, 4-0 or whether it's going to be a 2-1 sort of a series. I hope that India somehow manage to draw the series, if not win. Like, it's a huge, humongous task. Like, we got absolutely thrashed in the One Day Internationals, and there was a reason for that, which is Indian bowlers are actually good, right? I mean, the problem isn't the bowling, actually. The problem is the batting, and it's too heavily reliant on Kohli and Pujara, and Rahane isn't actually stepping up to the plate. And the openers, well, I do trust Agarwal to get some runs, but I don't know about Gill and Prithvi Shaw. I don't think KL Rahul should be batting, but if he does, he is not going to get you runs as the opener, which just puts pressure on Pujara and Kohli. And last time we obviously won the test series 2-1. In that series, we didn't bat well. We didn't bat great, rather. We batted well. In the two tests that we won, we batted well. And it was solely down to Pujara's sort of resilience and then good contributions from other people. The problem with that sort of a thinking is that, or that sort of a fact, like, that cannot happen this series because Australia's batting is much, much stronger and they are going to get 400 runs at least a few times. I would be shocked. I'm not kidding. I will be shocked if they don't get 400 more than twice in the series. So, keeping that in mind, I think I don't expect India to win the series. I probably expect them to lose 3-0 or 2-1 at best. And especially considering the fact that Kohli is not going to play the last three test matches, which just puts huge pressure on Pujara and sort of a responsibility on Rahane to play well. I don't know if he's going to play well. He has had a rubbish 2 years in test matches, and then obviously 2020 not much of a test match sort of a year it has been. So it is going to be very interesting to see how he plays. If I'm not mistaken, he got 100 in one of the practice games, which sort of put some sort of a confidence in me on him. I just hope that, you know, somebody somewhere steps up to the plate and delivers the results for India. As I said, if India managed to draw the series, I will be ecstatic. And I hope that it happens. That's all for the test matches. I mean, I don't have anything much to say apart from this. ODIs and T20s, I mean, as I said, we got absolutely thrashed in the One Day Internationals, and the third ODI was just sort of a result that we pulled out of the rabbit. Sorry, pulled out of the hat. And I worry for India in the test matches because of our performance in ODIs, because T20s, I mean, yeah, T20 India are strong, and India have a lot of backup for all the good players that we have in the first 11. And that doesn't change the fact that the test matches are going to be very difficult. And the problem India has had since the 5-0, or we won the T20 series 5-0, right, against New Zealand? Or was it 4-0? I think it was 5-0. After that T20 series, India has had a lot of trouble taking wickets in ODIs. The three ODIs that we played against New Zealand, the first two ODIs against Australia, like these five games, like our bowlers couldn't take a wicket to save their lives. That was how bad our bowling was. Yes, there were people here and there. I don't remember the New Zealand series very well. I mean, there was Shammy who bowled well against Australia. But he did not take wickets, or at least lots of them. And I mean, again, even if I think he took like three or two in his first ODI, I mean, that doesn't matter because the team still got 370 runs and 390, if I'm not mistaken, in the second one. So, yeah. And that was disappointing. I mean, to be honest, like, I was actually more confident of the test series before I found out that Kohli was not going to play the last three tests. And my confidence just hit rock bottom after the ODI series, because I couldn't care less about the T20 series, because it's a shorter game. There is more scope for error from both sides in that type of a game, and very, I mean, 2 overs can change the whole sort of a complexion of a game, which is not the case with test matches. Test matches require much more resilience and hard work and patience and grit that I certainly don't see anybody in our batting lineup have, apart from Pujara and obviously Kohli, but he's not playing the three test matches. So, having said all these things, I just think people like Agarwal have to step up to the plate. Rahane has to. To an extent, even Ashwin, Jadeja, and Rishabh Pant have to make sure that they don't give away their wickets too cheaply. Like, make the bowlers work for their wickets. I think that is the motto that we have to, or motto that we have to carry forward. And that's all. So that's all for this video, guys. It has been one of a kind for me, and it was fun. It was fun making this. I was actually thinking of this lineup that I just said, the 6-5 combination. I have been thinking about it for the past week. As I said, like, I had to have Jadeja in the team simply because I couldn't, for the life of me, play a test match with just four bowlers, especially in Australia against Australia. And if a bowler being Vihari, like, if Vihari has to bowl more than 5 overs in an innings, India are doomed. I mean, he has a knack for taking wickets. He has probably taken one or two here and there. I don't know the exact numbers. But good players are not going to get out to him. And yeah, if India are in a position where they are relying on him to take the wickets, I think India will be in huge trouble. So let's just hope that that doesn't happen. Yeah. So that's all for this video slash podcast. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Please share the content and share your comments, thoughts on the lineup, your own lineups if you want to. and any appreciation, criticism, or constructive feedback that you could think of about the content. So that's all for this one. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Bye, guys.